Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. On today's Let's Talk Pella, we'll hear from several people who came out to see Sarah Palin yesterday at the Pella Opera House.
Can I get your name?
Doug Heineken from Iowa County.
Iowa County, what brings you to Pella today?
To support Sarah.
Think she's going to run?
Yep.
And why are you a Sarah Palin supporter?
She shares my values. I'm interested in her running to get into the debate. Let's have an open debate.
Okay.
Let's see what's going on.
Excited to see the film when it finally comes out for everybody?
Yeah, sooner or later I'll see it. Sooner or later. Didn't get tickets this time, but sooner or later I'll see it.
All right. How about you, sir?
Well, I'm here because, I was in Pella anyway, and I saw the hubbub, and I figured, and I talked to somebody. Somebody said, Sarah Palin's coming. And I was like, well, no, I happen to have my camera. I might as well. Traditionally, a Democrat. My dad's a Democrat. I grew up in a Democratic household. I go to the University of Iowa, which isn't really the most,
pretty liberal.
It's not the best conservative college in the country. But, I'm here to really get myself out of the bubble, I think we have a tendency as a country to either be, to choose sides and say, we're limiting ourselves to these views. I'm saying, these people are here for a reason. Everybody that's here is here for a reason. Whether they see a problem with themselves, they see a problem with local government and state government, or they see a problem with the national government, they're here for a reason. And I want to figure out what that reason is, what they suggest, what are their remedies, and see what they can do. So
part of the process, right?
Part of the process, learning and using our Iowa location, we get to see all these candidates and not enough people take advantage of this. I mean, we're at such a the only place in the country where candidates campaign for 12 months.
Certainly.
I mean, everybody else gets a month, a few weeks, maybe a few, go to the capital city and say a few words and leave, go to the next state. But at Iowa, these people, they want the state. They need it. They need it for the caucus. And so, really got to take advantage of the situation.
You going to see the film when it comes out to the public?
I'm not sure. Maybe. I'll do it. Okay.
It's a piece of the
just
puzzle. You got to
because
see
this guy says so,
if it's
I'll
a
do
red
it.
Box for a dollar.
It is. Ooh. Red box for... I'm in college. I don't have a dollar. I got 75 cents in my pocket and a camera in my hand, and that's how I live my life.
What is your name?
Peter Johnson.
Peter Johnson.
I'm
thanks.
From Sydney, Iowa, Fremont County.
All right. Thanks for your time. How about you, sir?
I'm Steve Thiel, and I'm down here from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Down from Milwaukee, okay.
Yes, sir.
And just a big fan of Sarah Palin?
I'm a big fan of Sarah Palin.
Okay.
I think that she's gotten a really bad rap, and she's shown incredible strength, and I think she has common sense that you don't see in the Democratic Party, and I think she'd be an excellent, excellent president.
What do you think of Pella?
Pella is a beautiful town. I'm so lucky. That's actually the second blessing coming down here is to see your beautiful town of Pella. I had no idea it was so gorgeous. Anybody that lives here is lucky to live here.
Certainly. And are you excited to see the movie, I think?
Oh, absolutely. I can't wait. And I will go to Redbox and rent it for a dollar.
Right. Thanks so much for your time.
Okay, thank you.
Well, John Anderson, what brings... Are you from Pella? Where are you from?
No, I'm not from Pella.
Where are you from?
You can't tell by looking at me. From Silvis, Illinois. My name is John C. Tell your grandchildren you met me, Anderson.
Will do. What brings you to Pella today?
I came here to see all these people, see Sarah Palin and Todd, and along with some of these people, maybe try to influence Sarah to throw her hat in the ring,
Think she's going to run?
I'm almost certain she's going to run. I mean, if you were her, would you run? I would. I'll tell you something I told somebody. I think she's kind of like me. I think she likes a challenge. She rises to a challenge. The other day I was biking. I was over in Moline, Illinois. A couple of hotties and little ultra-thin tires, 10-speeds, came up behind me. I had my guitar on my back like now. And they got near me and they passed me. I said, you're pretty fast, I said, but I think I can beat you. One of them laughed dismissively, another one said, not with that wind catcher. I put the pedal to the metal, I passed them up, I looked back, I said, my name's John C. Anderson, tell your grandchildren you met me. Well, I think she has that kind of drive and determination, and I'm hoping now that Bachman is in the race, and people are kind of saying, well, goodbye, Sarah. She may rise to that. She may see it as the time to get in the race. I'm hoping she does.
Yeah. Hope you'll catch a glimpse of her as she walks into the Opera House here.
Well, I'd like to meet her, because if I meet her, I'm going to say,
What do you
I'm
going to
say, Sarah, my name's John C. Anderson. Tell your grandchildren you met me, because I'm sure going to tell my grandchildren I met you.
Can I get your name?
Yeah. Debbie Mock.
Debbie Mock. And what's your name?
Minnie Rorta.
Minnie Rorta. All right. What'd
I
you
shook
think?
Hands with her and took a had a picture taken with her and her husband.
Exciting?
Yes.
It's exciting because she's the real thing.
Yeah?
The real deal.
So is she someone that politically you agree with?
And oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Are we from? Are
how can you not agree with the founders of the United States of America?
And where are you guys from?
Pella.
Here. From here, Pella?
Yeah.
All right, very good. And what do you guys, are you proud of this moment for Pella?
Oh, this is really something, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Which station are you with?
KNIA.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I listen to it all the time.
Yep.
The news, I never miss the 7 o'clock news.
Good, thanks.
Yep.
So, yeah, did you got a good picture, you said?
Yes, the lady right behind me, I had a hold of her hand. How long?
A long time. I got a good picture of her.
Yeah? Very good, very good.
Yeah.
All right.
And see, we spent last October at Victory Bible Camp in Alaska doing mission work with our friends from Pella that live up there full time. And it's not far from where they are. And their kids go there. And her husband, Todd, spent his summers there as a kid.
Oh, very cool. So
it's
a little
cool
bit
place.
Of a personal connection.
We do, yes. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Very good.
We're gone.
All the way from St. Louis, I understand?
Yes.
And what brings you here?
I love Sarah Palin, and I want her to be the first woman president of the U.S.
Are you excited to see the movie when it comes out?
Yes. I think it's going to show her record, and everybody needs to see it.
What is it about her message that you agree with or that resonates with you?
I think she sounds like a common person. She's like my next-door neighbor, someone who relates to me and what our problems are.
Okay. And have you been in Pella long or just this afternoon?
We left St. Louis 6 o'clock this morning, and it took us about 5 hours to get here, so we've been walking around checking the town out.
What do you think about it?
Very pretty town. I mean, it's a heartland. That's what this is. We are in the heartland. We left as we came through all farmland here, and I'm like, where is it? So, yes.
Very good, very good. And would you folks like to add anything?
Disagree with everything she said.
Okay.
She hit it on the nose.
Yeah. What was your name?
Laurie Baker.
Laurie Baker. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Big fans of Sarah Palin's?
Well, she's favorable to me.
Favorable to you?
Yeah.
You agree with her sort of political
somewhat,
philosophy?
Somewhat. Not everything, but somewhat.
What brought you here today?
They have thought that she's coming to Pella, Iowa. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Are you from Pella?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and what's your name?
Dixie Rorta.
Dixie?
All right.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Dixie.
You
Thanks to Doug Heineken from Iowa County, Gary and Lori Baker from St. Louis, Missouri, Peter Johnson from Sydney, Iowa, Steve Thielen from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, John Anderson from Silvis, Illinois, Debbie Mock and Minnie Rorta from Pella, and Dixie Rorta from Pella. Today's Let's Talk program is available on demand at KNIAKRLS.com and the Radio Audio Media Player. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine for your official Weather Eye Meteorologist forecast on KNIAKRLS.